Theoretically, there are environmental watchdogs at the EPA or private organizations keeping an eye on what American companies are doing on climate change, what they're emitting into our air or putting into the water. But there's another important data point to consider if you're tracking big businesses' impact on climate change. It's what the companies themselves claim, what they disclose voluntarily. I spoke to an ISU accounting professor, Den Patton, who's an expert in these so-called corporate social responsibility disclosures. Here's what's in them.
Just really things that are that you might think of as the intersection between business and social or environmental concerns.
And this latest research that you've done, looking at how corporate disclosures on climate change have changed or not changed during the Trump administration. But before we get into that, what has been the Trump administration's record or approach on the environment and climate change? Can you kind of catch us up, our listeners?
Well, it kind of gets lost with all of the other, if you will, controversies that the administration seems to get itself into. But at the very beginning of the Trump administration, probably the largest focus of their actions and societal reaction to that dealt with environmental issues in general, and more specifically related to issues of climate change. And as I point out in the paper, one of the clear signals of this was that the Trump transition team was led by Myron Ebel, who was a known climate contrarian, and Trump filled his staff with other climate deniers. And in particular, Perry at the Department of Energy and Zinke in the Department of Interior, and his name escapes me at the moment, is the head of the EPA, the Attorney General for the state of Oklahoma.
Oh, Scott Pruitt.
Scott Pruitt. And Pruitt, again, very interestingly, had actually sided with the fossil fuel industry while he was Attorney General of Oklahoma to sue the EPA 14 different times, and yet Trump names him as the head of the agency. And again, really, in terms of environmental issues, it is the EPA, it's the Department of Interior, and it's the Department of Energy that are the three federal departments that are most closely tied to environmental-related issues.
And as this kind of regulatory rollback is happening in the Trump administration, how is society reacting? What are some of the cultural pushback that we've been seeing as a result of those things?
Well, again, particularly early in the administration, but carrying through to even through to today, although again it gets kind of washed out with so much other stuff going on. But the very early response to the Trump administration policies relative to climate change and the environment was it was very noticeable, particularly with respect to, for example, again as I point out in the paper, involvement or the movement to join environmental nonprofit organizations. I highlight that the Sierra Club saw a significant increase in the membership applications following the Trump in the 1 month following the election of Trump, and I believe the number was like 12,000 new member applications or 18,000 new member applications where they had never had more than 1,500 in a month before. Similarly, the Natural Resources Defense Council, also indicated they had the highest level of contributions that they had ever had following the Trump election. So clearly, people were concerned even just with the election that the environment was going to be an issue. As Trump's actions began to take hold, we saw two major public demonstrations in Washington, D.C. in April of 2017, one related to Earth Day and one a week later. It was a March for Climate Change. And the first was the largest public demonstration they'd ever had in Washington, D.C. And the People's Climate Change March the following week, it also had a large turnout in Washington, D.C., but it also had spinoffs in more than 300 different cities across the U.S. So these public demonstrations were another example of the public fallout to or social backlash to the Trump administration policies.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham, speaking with Den Patton, a distinguished professor of accounting at ISU's College of Business. He'll be speaking about corporate climate change disclosures during the Trump administration at a lecture Friday at 11 a.m. here at ISU. So, Den, your recent study here looked at climate change disclosures of 173 different publicly traded companies. What kind of companies are we talking about? Can you give examples or at least describe in broad terms?
In broad terms, it's just that we're focusing on large firms in the economy just because it is they tend to be – they face greater social and visibility concerns and any number of companies that you would recognize, just the IBM, Caterpillar, all of the major oil and gas companies the major players in the economy are really the companies that tend to be consistent reporters. Now, noting that to be included in our sample, they had to have had an available standalone CSR-type report available for our period of interest.